Salutation. It's a word that stems from another word, and that word is salute. The word salute, it's defined as a formal military gesture of respect, which is demonstrated when a soldier salutes their superior. Not only that, but the word salute, it's also defined as an expression of respect or even praise. And while it's true that every superior officer here on earth should be shown due respect with a proper salute, I should ask, and we should question, how much more respect, how much more praise does our heavenly commander-in-chief deserve from us? Here in our study today, we're continuing to make our way through a 6-week series called Praiseology. And as I pointed out in our first study, we're using the word praise as an acronym in order to help us to better grasp a biblical theology of what proper praise is. With this as our focus, I'll remind you that the acronym praise, it's referring to the proclamation, the recognition, the adoration, the identification, the salutation, and the exaltation of God. And I believe that this acronym, it's helping us to not only define, but also to engage in the expression of proper praise. I'll remind you that in our first study, we learned that the letter P in the acronym praise, it refers to the proclamation of God's praiseworthiness. Then we considered the letter R in the acronym praise, and we learned how proper praise is based upon the recognition that God is our heavenly helper. After that, we explored the letter A in the acronym praise, and we saw how proper praise is based upon the adoration of the Almighty. And in our study last week, well, we examined the letter I in the acronym praise, and we learned that proper praise is based upon the identification of God's graciousness. Now, here in our study today, we're going to look at the letter S in the acronym praise. And we're going to consider how proper praise should include the salutation of our commander-in-chief. So with this as our focus, we're going to spend our time today exploring 5 reasons why every Christian ought to salute their Savior with songs of praise. And as we continue to examine David's song of praise found here in our text, we're going to consider how, number one, Christians should offer the praise of salutation to our commander-in-chief because he strengthens us. Secondly, we'll consider how we should offer the praise of salutation to our commander-in-chief because he instructs us. Thirdly, today we'll consider how we should offer the praise of salutation to our commander-in-chief because he protects us. Fourthly, we'll consider how we should offer the praise of salutation to our commander-in-chief because he makes us victorious. And finally, today we'll consider how we should offer the praise of salutation to our commander-in-chief because he delivers us. Well, with this as our outline, let's open our Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 22, because there we find King David offering praise to the Lord with a song of salutation. As you turn to 2 Samuel 22, I want to set the stage for our study today, and I want to remind you about the historical context of this chapter. And here in our text today, we find the final words of King David. And as David was preparing himself for the day of his death, he began to sing one of the psalms that he wrote earlier in life. Now, it's true that David wrote more than 70 praise songs to the Lord, and yet here on his deathbed, he decided to sing the lyrics from Psalms chapter 18. And so with this in mind, let's continue to make our way through this song of praise. I want to begin there at verse 30, because there David saluted his Savior by declaring, "For by you I can run against a troop, by my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? God is my strength and power, and he makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them. Neither did I turn my back till they were destroyed. And I have destroyed them and wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. They looked, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust of the earth. I trod them like dirt in the streets, and I spread them out. You have also delivered me from the strivings of my people. You have kept me as the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. The foreigners submit to me. As soon as they hear, they obey me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. Now here in these verses, we find the king of Israel. He's saluting his commander-in-chief with a song of praise. And while it's true that David was actually the earthly commander of Israel's army, it's also true that David recognized the king of heaven and earth was Israel's true commander-in-chief. And knowing that the Lord was the one who had strengthened him to fight against every enemy of Israel, King David took the time to salute the true source of their military might by singing about the strength that the Lord provided to them. But this is our focus. Notice again, there at verse 30, because there David declares, "For by you I can run against a troop." Now here in this verse we find David, he's praising the one who empowered him to run against a troop. And while this word run, it speaks of a soldier who rushes upon another soldier in a hostile manner. In this case, David's telling us here that the Lord not only empowered him or strengthened him to take on another soldier, but he's actually telling us that the Lord enabled him to rush upon an entire company of military men. Now, ask yourself, what kind of strength would it take? How much power would you need to take on an entire troop of trained soldiers? Well, according to David, the Lord had given him that much strength. And not only that, but there at the end of verse 30, David tells us that God enabled him to leap over a wall. Now, it's possible, just possible, that David was praising the Lord for giving him some sweet parkour skills. So he went around jumping on walls and stuff. I'm going to guess, though, that he was actually saluting a Savior for the way that the Lord helped him to leap over the protective walls of Israel's enemies. You see, these high walls were designed to keep out foreign invaders. And yet they were useless against the strength and the power of Israel's commander-in-chief. These walls were nothing for David because the Lord was strengthening David. And not only was David praising his commander-in-chief for providing him with the strength to take on a troop and leap over a wall, but he also praised the Lord for protecting his strength like a strong shield. As a matter of fact, look with me there at verse 31, because there David declares, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him." Now here in this verse we find David, he's saluting his commander-in-chief because the Lord always had his six. Or in other words, the Lord was this faithful leader who always had his back. He was always protecting David's back. And knowing that the Lord was a shield to all who trust in him, David was strengthened in knowing that the Lord was always there, ready to protect him. And if the Lord told him he was going to protect him, his word was proven. And he knew that the Lord was going to be there to guard him. And while it's true that the Lord had strengthened David to run against the troop and to leap over a wall and deflect every enemy attack, it's also important for us to understand that the Lord was strengthening David with the power of military might. With this in mind, look with me again there at verse 32. There David declares, "For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? God is my strength and power." Now let's just stop right here. I want to take a moment to consider the strength and the power that David was referring to. This strength, well, it speaks of that which is strengthened so that it's strong enough to prevail. And he's saying, hey, God is my strength. He's the rock who provides me with the strength to prevail. And the word power there, well, it refers to the strength that produces the force and the ability which is needed to overpower an enemy combatant. So David's praising the Lord. He's saying, hey, who's like our God? Who's as strong as our rock? He recognized this strong God as the source of his power. From this, we can see that David was saluting his commander-in-chief with this song of praise by acknowledging the fact that the Lord was the one who was providing him with the strength and the power that he needed to defeat every enemy. And listen, not only was the Lord able to strengthen David so that he could win every battle, but I believe this. I believe that the same Lord is also ready to strengthen us so that we can win every war against wickedness. The same rock, the same God who provided David with strength and power is ready to provide us with strength and power. As a matter of fact, listen, the Lord has given the Holy Spirit of promise to every believer who trusts in Jesus so that we can be empowered and so that we can be strengthened. Therefore, Christian, listen, if Jesus is truly your commander-in-chief today, then it's equally true that you've been spiritually empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Therefore, listen, every Christian here today has access to the spiritual strength that we need to win every battle against wickedness. With that being the case, I believe that every believer ought to spend time each and every day singing the praises of salutation to the commander-in-chief who strengthens us with his Holy Spirit. And listen, not only should we offer the praise of salutation to our commander-in-chief because he strengthens us with his Holy Spirit, but we should also offer the praise of salutation to our commander-in-chief because he instructs us. Now, with this as our focus, I want to continue to make our way through 2 Samuel chapter 22. If you would, look with me beginning there in the middle of verse 33. There David declares, "He makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer, and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze." Now here in these verses, we find King David. He's continuing to offer the praise of salutation to his commander-in-chief. And as we dig into these verses, we find David singing the praises of the Lord because of the way in which the Lord helped him to become the perfect commander over Israel's army. With this in mind, notice again, they're in the second half of verse 33. There David declares, "He makes my way perfect." Or in other words, David was praising his commander-in-chief with this song of salutation because the Lord helped him to understand how to lead the army of Israel into every military victory. He's saying, hey, the Lord makes my way perfect. Or in other words, he had a perfect fight record. The Lord led him into military victory after military victory without fail. And not only was the Lord the one who gave King David a perfect fight record like Rixon Gracie, but he also tells us here, there in verse 34, that the Lord made his feet like the feet of deer. Now, this is not to suggest that David looked kind of like Mr. Tumnus from Narnia. No, this was just David's poetic way of telling us that the Lord was the one who had helped him to become as stable and as sturdy as a deer who never loses its footing, not even in mountain regions. Simply put, David was praising the Lord for making him a skilled warrior who never failed to accomplish his mission. He never stumbled or faltered when he was out fighting the Lord's battles. And not only was David singing the praise song of salutation to his commander-in-chief because of the way in which the Lord had helped him to gain a perfect fight record through military stability, but he was also praising the one who helped him to maintain his victorious position. With this in mind, look with me there at the second half of verse 34, because there David tells us that the Lord set him on high places. Or in other words, David was telling us that the Lord was the one who helped him to become the king of the hill. You might remember when you were a child playing King of the Hill. All you needed was a dirt mound and a couple of other kids. And who could ever run up to the top and keep that position? They were the King of the Hill. David's saying, hey, I'm the King of the Hill. But he's acknowledging that God is the one who put him there. And God was the one who was keeping him there. David took a moment to praise his commander-in-chief with this song of salutation by acknowledging that the Lord was the one who caused him to stand firm and maintain his victorious position over every high place. And listen, it's important to point out here that David attributed his perfect fight record to the Lord's instructions. As a matter of fact, look with me there at verse 35. There David declares, "He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze." Now, in order to understand what David was saying here in this song of praise, I should point out that this word teach, it's translated from a Hebrew word which speaks of instruction through discipline. And according to David here, what he's saying is that the Lord is the one who instructed him on how to make war. The Lord was the one who was disciplining him so that he could go out and take his troops and win all these battles. And as we put all of this together, we can see here how it was the Lord's instructions that helped David to become this perfect warrior. It was the Lord's instructions that made David's feet like the feet of a deer. It was the Lord's instructions that helped him to have a perfect fight record. And because he followed the Lord's instructions, the Lord also set his feet on high places. Now, it's for this reason that King David here sang the praise song of salutation to the Lord. And he sang a song in Psalm 144 by declaring this. He says, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." He's saying, the Lord trains me. The Lord teaches me how to go win these battles. And from this, we see that David was clearly an undefeated warrior because he received the instructions that came from his commander-in-chief. Now, based on David's example, I'm here to tell you that those who will walk by faith with our commander-in-chief, Jesus, will never need to fear the attacks of our spiritual enemy. Those who walk by faith with the Lord don't need to worry about the attacks of the enemy. And the reason why is due to the fact that the Lord has given us the instructions that we need so that we can defeat the enemy every single time. The Lord has given us the instructions that we need so that we can fight and win. All we need to do is open up His holy word. All we need to do is spend time in the Bible reading the instructions that He's given to us. Then as we follow His instructions, listen, the Lord steps in and protects us from every spiritual attack. Now, this brings us to our third point, because listen, our commander-in-chief not only strengthens us with the power of His Holy Spirit, and He not only instructs us with the truths that are found in His holy word, but He also protects us from every spiritual attack. And with this as our focus, I want to continue to make our way through 2 Samuel chapter 22. And so if you would, look with me beginning there at verse 36, because there David declares, "You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip." Now here in these verses, we find King David singing the praise song of salutation to his heavenly commander because the Lord had become his shield of salvation. Now, it'll help us to understand that the word shield here, it's translated from a Hebrew word which refers to a defensive covering and a protective safeguard. And as we consider the meaning of this word, we can see here that David was resting behind this defensive covering. He was resting behind this protective safeguard that he refers to as the Lord's salvation. Notice again, he says, "You have also given me the shield of your salvation." Now, it's interesting to note here that the word salvation is translated from the Hebrew word yesha. And yesha, which means to rescue or to save, it's the root word of Jesus' Hebrew name, Yeshua. Therefore, when David offered the praise of salutation to the Lord for protecting him with a shield of yesha, or salvation, he was actually pointing to the praise that belongs to the promised Messiah, who we now know as Jesus Christ. And listen, the Lord was not only providing David with protection with this shield of messianic salvation, But he was also providing David with protection by putting distance between him and his enemy. Now, with this in mind, look with me there at verse 37, because there David declares, "You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip." Now, this word enlarged here, it was translated from a Hebrew word, which refers to a room that has become more spacious or a path that was made longer and broader. But the statement could also refer to the way that the Lord increased the stride of David's step. And it's possible that David's saying, "Hey, you increased the stride of my step so that I could better pursue my enemies or evade their attacks." And so it's in this way that the Lord was protecting David as he went out to fight against the enemies of Israel. And as we consider the way that the Lord protected David with the shield of messianic salvation and the stable steps of a sturdy stride, I can't help but to remind you of the way in which the Lord has also given spiritual armor to every person who has placed their faith in the finished work of our promised Messiah, Jesus. As a matter of fact, Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, I would encourage you to read it for homework later, but Paul tells us there in Ephesians 6 that the Lord has given us the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and other parts of this armor that can help us to enjoy protection from every spiritual attack. When we put on the full armor of God, we enjoy the spiritual protection that comes from our heavenly commander. And with that being the case, I believe that every believer ought to be singing the praise songs of salutation to the commander-in-chief who protects us from the devil and his demons. From this we see then that our commander-in-chief deserves praise songs of salutation because he strengthens us with the power of his Holy Spirit. And not only that, but he also instructs us with the truths that are found in his holy word, and he protects us from every spiritual attack by providing us with the whole armor of God. Furthermore, our commander-in-chief also deserves praise songs of salutation because he makes us victorious in him. Now, with this as our focus, let's continue to make our way here through 2 Samuel chapter 22. If you would look with me beginning there at verse 38. There David declares, "I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them. Neither did I turn my back again till they were destroyed. And I have destroyed them and wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, so that I destroyed those who hated me. They looked, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust of the earth. I trod them like dirt in the streets, and I spread them out." Now here in these verses we find David. He's continuing to salute his heavenly commander with this song of praise, and he did so as he recounted all of the ways in which the Lord had given him the victory over all of his enemies. And while it's true that David was the one who personally went out and stood against his enemies and destroyed them, he was also the one who was quick to give all the credit to the Lord. Though David was the one who went out and destroyed and wounded them so that they couldn't rise again, he was also the one who insisted that the Lord was the one giving him the victory the whole time. As a matter of fact, look again there at verse 40. There David praised the Lord by declaring, "For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose against me." Here in this verse, we're reminded that the Lord is the one who had armed, or in other words, equipped David with the strength that he needed. The Lord was the one who went before him in order to subdue, or in other words, submit the enemies of Israel. And while it's true that David was the man with boots on the ground, the Lord was the one who was actually giving him the neck of his enemies. With this in mind, look with me there at verse 41. There David saluted his heavenly commander by declaring, "You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me." Now here in this declaration of praise, we find David acknowledging the fact that the Lord had given him the victory over his enemies. The Lord was the one who gave him the necks of his enemies. With this in mind, imagine for a moment that you have a fight before you, that you actually have to step into the octagon and fight a professional MMA fighter. Imagine how nervous you would be. But then, before you step into the octagon, John Jones shows up. He's the current reigning light heavyweight champion. And he steps up and says, hold on a second. Let me go ahead and come into the octagon here. I'm going to submit this guy for you. And before the victory is declared, I'll step out of the way and let you come in. And I'll just give you the back of this fighter. Well, the victory would be yours, no doubt. This overwhelming fight that you are sure to lose now becomes your victory because somebody who was stronger and somebody who was tougher went in and secured the victory for you. This is basically what the Lord did for King David. David knew that the Lord was the one who was beating his enemies for him. And to further prove my point, look with me again. There at verse 42, there David tells us that his enemies looked, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Or in other words, once the Lord decided to give David the victory, there was nothing his enemies could do to avoid the beatdown. And there in verse 43, David declares, "Then I beat them as fine as the dust of the earth." Now that's beaten. And he says, I trod them like dirt in the streets, and I spread them out. Now, from this, we see that the Lord was the one who not only armed David with strength and gave him the neck of his enemies, but he gave David the power to beat them down so that he could go and defeat those who made themselves the enemies of David and Israel. And listen, as we consider this, and how it applies to us, I firmly believe that the Lord will also give the victory to every person who will simply trust in Him. Those who will simply walk by faith with our heavenly commander, we've been given the victory. The reason I'm so confident about this is based on the fact that the Lord already secured our victory when He died for our sins upon the cross. It's for this reason that Paul assures the Christians in Corinth by declaring, "Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." The Lord gives us the victory. The Lord came along, choked out the devil, and then gave us his neck. And says, the victory is yours. The Lord has already defeated the devil. The Lord has already defeated the demons. And now all we need to do is walk in the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can walk in the victory that is already ours. The victory is yours, Christian. Now all you have to do is walk by faith. From this we see that our commander-in-chief deserves praise songs of salutation because he strengthens us with the power of his Holy Spirit and he instructs us with the truths that are found in his word and he protects us from every spiritual attack by providing us with the whole armor of God. And finally, he deserves our praise songs of salutation because he gives us the victory. He makes us victorious in Him. Well, finally, I should say, our commander-in-chief deserves praise songs of salutation because He delivers us from every difficulty. Now, this is our focus. Let's continue to make our way through 2 Samuel chapter 22. If you would, look with me beginning there at verse 44, because there David declares, "You have also delivered me from the strivings of my people. You have kept me as the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. The foreigners submit to me. As soon as they hear, they obey me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts." Now here in these verses we find David. He's continuing to sing the praise song of salutation to the Lord because the Lord had delivered him even from those Israelites who were complaining about him. As a matter of fact, notice again there in verse 44. There David declares, "You have also delivered me from the strivings of my people." Now, the word delivered there, it was translated from a Hebrew word which refers to the way that the Lord brought David into security by causing him to escape. The Lord delivered him. The Lord helped him to escape. And we should notice that this deliverance was from the strivings of what he says are my people, or in other words, the people of Israel. He was delivered from the strivings of my people. Now, the word strivings, it refers to the complaints, it refers to the quarrels that come from those who are attempting to make a legal case against another. And what this means is that there were these angry Israelites who were really just kind of fed up with David's leadership, and they didn't want him to be king anymore, and so they were basically going around quarreling and complaining and attempting to diminish David's leadership in the eyes of Israel. But rather than allowing these people to succeed with their verbal attacks, the Lord delivered David from the strivings of his people. Not only that, but David also praised his commander-in-chief by acknowledging that God was the one who kept him in his kingly position. As a matter of fact, if you would look with me again, there in the middle of verse 44, because there David declares, "You have kept me as the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me." Now, this word kept, it speaks of the way that the Lord kept watch over and even protected him so that he could retain his position as the king of Israel. And not only was the Lord delivering David from those Israelites who were striving against him, and not only was he protecting David from those people, but the Lord was also delivering him from the domination of Israel's enemies. As a matter of fact, if you would look with me there at verse 45, there David declares, "The foreigners submit to me as soon as they hear that they obey me." He also says there in verse 46, "The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts." Now here in these verses we find David, he's singing the praise song of salutation to his heavenly commander because of the way in which the Lord had delivered him from the enemies of Israel. And though there were many foreigners who attempted to attack David, the Lord was faithful and he was always there, ready to deliver David. It's in a similar and yet spiritual fashion that I believe our commander-in-chief, Jesus, is always ready to deliver us from those who are serving the God of this world. That's exactly what Paul was telling the Christians in Colossae when he assured them that the Lord has delivered us from the power of darkness. That's what he says. The Lord has delivered us from the power of darkness. And then he tells us this, that the Lord has conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Christian, listen, those who have placed their faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, we've been delivered from the power of darkness. And what that means is this, our commander-in-chief Jesus, he's already delivered us from every enemy. He's already delivered us. We don't need to have a deliverance service. The Lord's already delivered you if you've placed your faith in Him. And with that being the case, I believe that every Christian ought to be singing the praise songs of salutation to our one and only Savior because Jesus has delivered us into the kingdom of His love. Now, as we wrap up our study today, I want to conclude our time by reminding you, Jesus is the commander-in-chief for every Christian. And while it's true that King David was presenting this praise song of salutation to the Lord prior to the incarnation of Christ, we here today, we can rejoice in knowing that our commander-in-chief has accomplished our salvation, and he did that by defeating the devil when he died on that cross there on Calvary. He defeated the devil. And we know that's true because Jesus rose from the grave to prove it. Now, as a result, every believer ought to follow in the example of David. And we should do this by saluting our Savior with songs of praise because, listen, our commander-in-chief, Jesus, he strengthens us with the power of his Holy Spirit. And not only that, but he also instructs us with the truths that are found in his holy word. He protects us from every spiritual attack by providing us with the whole armor of God. And he makes us victorious by defeating the devil and his demons. And finally, he delivers us from the power of darkness and conveys us into the kingdom of his love. Now, as we consider all of the ways that the Lord has secured our salvation, as we consider all the ways that our commander-in-chief has gone before us to defeat the enemy, I must ask, and we should take a moment to consider, how can we not salute our Savior with songs of praise each and every day? How can we not get out of bed every morning and snap to attention before our Savior and salute him with songs of praise. And listen, since Jesus is our heavenly commander who strengthens us and instructs us and protects us and delivers us and makes us victorious, then I believe that every true believer should be led to offer the praise songs of salutation to the name of Jesus, our commander in chief. I think a perfect example of this can be seen in the famous hymn writer named Edward Perrineau. He saluted his Savior when he wrote that famous hymn, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name." All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Let's pray.